Chihuahuas can yip and snip, they can make commercials, and as Los Angelinos have learned, they can even divide a community. Last November, animal control officers found hundreds of Chihuahuas in cramped, filthy quarters on a ranch in Acton, California. The dogs had formed feral packs. This week, a Los Angeles County judge postponed the arraignment of the breeder who kept those Chihuahuas and a decision about whether the wild dogs should now be destroyed. Steve Padilla is deputy metro editor of the Los Angeles Times. He's been coordinating coverage of the story. Thanks for being with us.
A pleasure to be here.
This is a story that has divided a lot of people in the community, hasn't it?
I think so, or at least some people in what might be called the Chihuahua community. There are two groups that have Chihuahuas on their minds and in their hearts, and these groups have different views of what should happen to these Chihuahuas.
How did they become feral? What were the conditions they were kept in?
Well, we're told that they were kept out in this ranch in Acton, which is a fairly rural community, maybe 40 miles north of Los Angeles. And like a lot of animals, if they really don't get socialized with the human beings early on, they go wild. And they kind of form their own little bands, I'm told, and were fairly nasty. Our writer, Tina Daunt, who covered this story this week, likened them to coyotes that would fit in handbags. Yeah. Was how she described it.
Are these dogs, first and last, a danger to each other?
In some cases, apparently so. They've been attacking each other, some of them at least, and some have been killed by other Chihuahuas there in captivity. And that's one of the reasons the numbers have gone down. By the way, right now we're talking about 174.
174 Chihuahuas, yes. Who are still alive.
Yes, that's down from 236. Also, there were some puppies born at the shelter, and those mm-hmm. were adopted out because they hadn't gone wild just yet.
I guess it's the temptation in this story to think there's something funny or at least odd about feral Chihuahuas burying their little tiny teeth.
Well, yes. And part of the problem is the word.
Chihuahua.
It's funny. It's an inherently funny yeah. word. And then you have the Yo Quiero Taco Bell issue as well.
But at the same time, this is a real story in which we're talking about destroying 174 dogs who, for no fault of their own, it must be said, have fallen into a bad way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to remember that you can't hold these dogs culpable for bad behavior. I would think that Chihuahuas, and I think a lot of other kinds of domestic animals, really, let's face it, there are creations, okay? We really created them. There are not, to my knowledge, there are no packs of Chihuahuas roaming the Great Plains or anything like that. So, morally, human beings are responsible for the care and upkeep of these kinds of animals.
Thank you, Mr. Padilla.
Thank you, sir.
Nice talking to you. Steve Padilla is deputy metro editor of the Los Angeles Times.